My name is Samantha Jackson. In 2007, I was raped by my husband at that time, an Army soldier stationed at Fort Belvoir. For over a year, I didn't know what had happened until I found a videotape of the assault on his computer. I was horrified. I reported the assault and provided the videotape to Army criminal investigators. To this day, I've never seen justice. After hearing the military misled Congress, claiming they are tougher than civilian prosecutors on sexual assault, I decided to speak out. I launched a petition urging the president to support efforts to fix the broken military justice system before he leaves office, which now has over 100,000 signatures. Today, I plan to deliver that petition to the White House. Unfortunately, this was not the only time that my ex-husband abused me. In 2006, like so many times before, my ex-husband hit me. Only that time, I called military police. Unfortunately, the case went nowhere. My ex-husband was older when he joined the military, and he was close with his command. The day after the physical assault, someone from my ex-husband's chain of command came to see me to warn me about the negative consequences of pressing charges. Of course, I didn't. This was the system I faced when I reported the rape 3 years later. My case is rare among sexual assault cases. I had a video of the assault where I'm clearly unconscious. The video shows me wake up and tell my ex-husband to stop and push him away, but he ignores me. During an interview with Army investigators, my ex-husband confessed to the crime. The Army investigators who worked on the case told me they thought I had a strong case. I also reported the rape to civilian authorities, but the military told the U.S. Attorney's Office that they would take action in my case. The U.S. Attorney chose not to prosecute the case and told me that they were declining to prosecute because the military would be taking action, but that never happened. When I heard about the decision, I was devastated. The investigator broke down when she told me he would not be prosecuted, and I couldn't even begin to process it. For years, I struggled to find peace with what happened to me. I tried for so long to have someone hear me and help me, but everyone told me their hands were tied by the system. 2 years ago, after watching The Invisible War and hearing so many stories like my own told by servicemen and women, I knew I had to try to get my case heard again. I reached out to Protect Our Defenders, who found me a pro bono attorney to request that the Army reopen my case. At the time, my ex-husband was in the Army Reserves and could be called back to active duty to be prosecuted. My attorney contacted the Army Command and requested that they reconsider the previous decision not to prosecute. In 2014, my attorney and I met with Army legal staff. With all the attention on military sexual assault, all the reforms, I thought things had changed. I was wrong. Rather than moving forward with prosecution, Army Command released my rapist from the reserves and gave up jurisdiction, ensuring the military could never bring him to justice. The Army confirmed this timeline in a response to a congressional inquiry by my Senator Mark Warner. In defending that decision, the Army chose once again to blame the victim, implying I had lied about the rape because of a custody battle, when I had a video of the assault, and when my rapist confessed to the crime. My treatment by the military is a profound betrayal. I don't understand how the Army could fail to hold my rapist accountable not once, but twice. I don't understand how they could allow him to remain in the military after he confessed, or let him go while promising to reopen the case. It's inexcusable that his Army commander chose to ignore the evidence and instead relied on stereotypes and victim blaming to deny me justice. I've tried for so long to have someone hear me. While the military has continued to let me down, I'm so grateful to the senators here today who have stood on the side of survivors. I represent the thousands of civilian victims of military sexual assault, many of whom are military spouses who have been denied justice. I have been wronged by the same system and the same processes as they were, and change is past due. It's time for Congress and the president to finally fix the military's broken system and remove the decision to prosecute from commanders so that people like my rapist are no longer protected.